Well, hello everybody. It's 2:30 PM on the 21st of July in New Zealand, of course. As you may have guessed from my accent, I am from New Zealand. What is there for me to talk to you about? None of you listening will actually have a clue who the hell I am or where I'm from. There might be some of you that know me from a podcast I used to do, but I stopped doing it because I just got bored with it. But recently I got interested in doing it again. So for those of you that are returning listeners that have somehow come across this, maybe I've given you the link somehow, I don't know. But it's good to have you back. And for all you new people, I'm 23 years old. I'm male. I'm from New Zealand. I work on a pig farm. Woohoo! Isn't that cool? No, it's really not that cool, but that's what I do. And I know I stutter a lot, and I don't always know what I'm talking about, but I'm getting there. I'm trying to think of interesting things to say, because being the first podcast that I've done in a long time, you know, I've still kind of got to get into the feel of things again and all that stuff. So I don't really have any idea what I want to talk about this time. Usually I would talk about tech-related stuff, and I've been starting to listen again to all of my old podcasts that I used to subscribe to, you know, like Twit, Mac Break Weekly. There's quite a few different ones that I've been listening to that are pretty cool, all tech related obviously. But I did feel that today would be a good day to talk about technology because I have finally got my brand new iPod Classic, and that's the 80GB version, the black one, not the silver one, because I prefer black. I think it's cooler. It doesn't make the music sound any better, but I think it is cooler. And it's actually my girlfriend's fault, because she had one, and she kind of had a problem with it. I think it went through either the washing machine or the dryer, but it died, so she was crying about that for a long time. And then she got a new one just recently, which was the black one, the one that I've got now. And I had to have it. Once I saw it and read about it, I had to have it, but I didn't have the money. So I thought, screw it, I'll just buy myself one of those little fake iPods, you know, like the little iPod shuffle thing. And it was 1 gig, and I thought, yeah, that'll be fine, I can use that. I haven't got that much music, I haven't got anywhere near as much as my girlfriend's got. And I thought, that'll do me just fine. But the problem is, the volume on it was crap. So I thought, screw it, I'm not going to use this. I like my music loud. I want it so that if I'm singing along to it, I can't hear myself singing, because me singing, bad combination. And I also don't like hearing other noises like road traffic or other people talking, stuff like that. I just like to get into my little zone and listen to music without being disturbed. So I needed something with much better volume, and I looked around for other MP3 players that had good volume, but it really wasn't that good, because I'd find loads of reviews of different MP3 players, and most of the ones that I read mentioned that the sound quality wasn't that great. And if that's the reason why I want to be buying one, I really want the sound quality to be good, obviously. So I made sure that the one I got was good, and it's an iPod. It just happened to be an iPod. My girlfriend bitches at me because she claims that I copy her too much because I'm a copycat. Let's see, I'm trying to think of a few things that I copied her with, or she perceives I copied her with. She wanted a MacBook Pro, and I kind of saw that as my opportunity to get a Mac as well, because I'd sort of been on the fence about it for a long time, and I was getting a bit frustrated with Windows. I had Windows XP. Most of the time it was fine, but there were just a few things that I thought to myself, oh my god, I wish I had a Mac, because I knew I could do this and this and this. And, you know, with a Mac you can edit videos, audio, whatever you want to do, straight out of the box. With Windows you've got to buy all the software to do it, but with a Mac it's all built in, websites, audio, video, I recently started playing guitar again after a long break from it, and I can just hook my electric guitar straight into my computer and it just works. So I ended up getting a Mac, but I don't know if she was pissy or not, but I ended up getting a cooler one. I got the iMac, and for all of you haters out there who don't like iMacs, screw you, iMacs rule. And I know they were initially for geeky people, and they used to have that, I think it was the iMac that had like the horrible plastic cover on the back in different colours. It's not like that, not anymore. I got one which last year it was like the newest greatest thing. It was the 24 inch model, 320 gigabyte hard drive, pretty awesome graphics card for the time. I can't remember what it was, but it's awesome. It's a really cool machine. Only 1 gig of RAM, but absolutely beautiful, and I'm able to watch full HD movies on it, you know, 1080p, 720p, whatever you want, it will just play it, and it just works beautifully. So that's one thing that I got. She did get the MacBook Pro, which I did have occasion to use when I was in the US with her. Yes, we have an online relationship. For all of you haters out there again, that's the second time I've used haters. I should avoid using haters again. I've already done it, never mind. But yes, we have an online relationship, but next year she comes here for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to live with her in Virginia. I will only name her by her first name, because I don't care if people know my name. My name's Stu. Stew something or other, but I'm not going to tell you the rest of it. I just said it didn't matter if you knew the rest of my name. Never mind, I'm kind of rambling with this one. But her name's Jessica. Very beautiful girl. Perhaps one day, when I have permission, if I get permission, I will post pictures of her as well in my blog. But again, it's up to her, totally. But she's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Anyhow, she bought the MacBook Pro, and she loves it. She swears by it. It's a beautiful piece of machinery. Very good. And I don't know, have any of you people bought anything from Apple? Everything is so simple. Like, with my Mac, there was one manual and one a little box of, I think, two or three CDs, right? Well, actually, they were DVDs, but the manual had a real simple label on it. It said, "Everything Mac." And the CDs were in a little, it looked like a book, but it was just a cover for the CDs, and it said everything else on the front of it. That's how simplistic it is. And they're so easy to unwrap. Everything Apple related is easy to unwrap. It's, you know, this styrofoam, you pull that off, and your item is just there, waiting for you. You don't have to undo a million different little things like you do with every other computer system or electronic product that you buy. It's all instantly accessible. And same with my iPod Classic that I bought. I was amazed. It comes in this little tiny little box, and you pull off, I don't think it had anything securing. Oh, it had a plastic cover around the box, which, you know, I just ripped that off. It was really easy, and the box inside feels really nice. And you just open the box, which just lifts open. There's no sellotape, there's no nothing. And your iPod is just sitting there with plastic, like a screen protector thing around it, and you just peel it off and that's it. And amazingly, this is the coolest thing. It had almost full battery life when it arrived. Now, I have had pretty bad experiences with electronics that will arrive, which I'm hoping that I can just get in and use it, but no, you've got to charge it for 2 or 3 hours before you can do anything with it. And that I kind of hate, because when you get a new toy, you just want to pull it out and use it. Well, I didn't realize the iPod had the almost fully charged battery, and I just pushed one of the buttons, it must have been menu or something, and it just turned on, and I'm like, oh my god. And I thought, oh, it's only going to have a little bit of battery life if it's got anything, but nope, it had almost full battery life. And I hooked it up to my Mac, and I synced all my files onto it, and within about half an hour, I think, it was fully charged and ready to go. And that's just amazing. So I've got about 30 hours music playback time, give or take a few hours, but I think that's just so impressive. And every product that I've used so far that's Apple related is just awesome. It just works. Yes, Macs are different to PCs in terms of the computers, but they just work better. I can't say it any other way. They just work better. I've used Windows 98, I've used Windows 2000, I've used Windows NT, I've used Windows XP, I've used Windows Vista Ultimate, and nothing compares to any Mac operating system that I've ever seen. Mac just works out of the box, and it just does pretty much everything you want it to do. So if you're on the fence about getting a Mac, please don't be. And a lot of people seem to think, oh, none of my programs will work, and I want to access this program and that program, and oh, it's going to be so difficult to understand. Oh, please. Not even. It's so much simpler than Windows, I promise you. No more double-clicking, really, for anything, because you have a little thing called the dock, which runs across the bottom of the screen, and it has all as icons that relate. They're like shortcuts that you would get on your desktop if you had a Windows computer. And the items on the dock represent programs that you will use most of the time. And all you do is you click on the dock item just once and it will load that particular program. And as I say, it comes with all sorts of things built straight in. You've got a wonderful, I wouldn't say quite the most wonderful web browser on the planet, but it works as a web browser. And if you prefer something else like Firefox or Opera, I think Opera works on a Mac, I'm not sure, go for it, try that. But the built-in web browser is alright. I mean, I would use it only if I really had to, but that's because I prefer other things. It's down to personal preference, really. We've got a music program which is called iTunes. I'm sure most of you have probably heard of iTunes. Some of you are probably listening to this podcast on iTunes. And that's a pretty fully featured music program, sort of like Windows Media Player. You've got iDVD, a DVD creation program. Very awesome to use. You can create all sorts of templates and that sort of thing and roll out homemade DVDs pretty quickly and pretty easily. You've got GarageBand, or GarageBand if you live in New Zealand, and that lets you create music, whether you've got an electric guitar or you like creating electronic music. You don't have to plug in an instrument to it. You can create totally electronic music using all of the built-in loops for different instruments, which is really fun. I use it quite a bit with my electric guitar, and I don't know quite how to do it on a Mac yet, but I would love to make a podcast where you can hear all the different things you can do with GarageBand, because it's such an awesome fully featured program and I think quite a few people would like it. You've got iMovie, which is movie creation software, and the version that comes with OS X, if you're getting Leopard, I think it might be a slightly better version of the one that I've got, but I'm not sure. But it's a really good piece of software that is so dead simple to use. You know, you plug in your camera into the computer when you've got iMovie open, I'm talking digital camcorder here, and it will load up all of the clips that are on that camera, and you can easily edit them. And you have, I mean, it's precision editing if you really want to. Very simple for the everyday home user, but for someone more advanced, it's pretty damn good for that too. What else have we got that I find really helpful? Oh, we've got iPhoto, another wonderful program for image editing. Again, built straight into the system. You can, you know, resize, crop, use some low-level special effects on photos. Probably not as great as the other programs, but very handy if you quickly want to upload some photos off a digital camera and have them on your computer. Very good for that. I'm sure I'm missing out some. But I think I've covered the core of the programs anyway. But yeah, so it's just awesome, basically. There's no other way to describe it. Just awesome. But I think I've probably talked long enough. I mean, this is only 15 minutes, I know. And I'd probably like to do a little bit longer next time, but I think this is pretty good. You've done pretty well out of me. I don't normally talk on the microphone very much, so yeah, enjoy it. So again, if you've forgotten all about me, I'm Stu, I'm 23 years old, I live in New Zealand, and I'm a pig farmer. Maybe next episode I'll go into a bit more about what I do on a pig farm. I also have a qualification in computer systems engineering, so I know quite a few geeky things as well. But yeah, I've enjoyed making this, I really have, and hopefully I'll get enough subscribers to warrant me doing this again. Alright, goodbye for now, and I hope you enjoyed it.